ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 5, Text 55. Atatam slaksnaya bacha. Atatam slaksnaya bacha. Pratyahuhya Mahabuddha. Pratyahuhya Mahabuddha. Ubacha vidvamstam nistam. Ubacha vidvamstam nistam. Kripaya prahasam iva. Kripaya prahasam iva. Atatam laksnaya bacha. Pratyahuya Mahabuddha. Ubacha vidvanstam nistam. Kripaya prahasam iva. Atatam slaksnaya bacha. Pratyahuya Mahabuddha. Ubacha vidvanstam nistam. Kripaya prahasam iva. Ataguya Mahabuddha. Kripaya prahasam iva. Atatam. Vaishnavis. Atatam laksnaya bacha. Pratyahuya Mahabuddha. Ata them tam the class friends slags naya with very pleasing vacha speech pratyaguha addressing Mahabuddha Prahlad Maharaj, who was highly learned and advanced in spiritual consciousness. Maha means great, and Buddha means learned. Uvacha said, Vidvam, very learned. Tatnishtam, the path of God realization. Kripaya, being merciful. Prahasam, smiling. Iva, like. Translation and purport of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Jai Prabhupada. Prahlad Maharaj, who was truly a supreme learned person, then addressed his class friends in very sweet language. Smiling, he began to teach them about the uselessness of the materialistic way of life. Being very kind to them, he instructed them as follows. Purport. Prahlad Maharaj's smiling is very significant. The other students were very much advanced in enjoying materialistic life through religion, economic development, and sense gratification. But Prahlad Maharaj laughed at them, knowing that this was not actual happiness. For real happiness is advancement in Krishna consciousness. The duty of those who follow in the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj is to teach the entire world how to be Krishna conscious and thus be really happy. Materialistic persons take to so-called religion to get some blessings so that they can improve their economic position and enjoy the material world through sense gratification. But devotees like Prahlad Maharaj laugh of how foolish they are to be busy in a temporary life without knowledge of the soul's transmigration from one body to another. Materialistic persons are engaged in striving for temporary benefits, whereas persons advance in spiritual knowledge, such as Prahlad Maharaj, are not interested in the materialistic way of life. Instead, they want to be elevated to an eternal life of knowledge and bliss. Therefore, as Krishna is always compassionate to the fallen souls, his servants, the devotees of Lord Krishna, are also interested in educating the entire populace in Krishna consciousness. The mistake of materialistic life is understood by devotees, and therefore they smile upon it, considering it insignificant. Out of compassion, however, such devotees preach the gospel of Bhagavad Gita all over the world. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya. Chaksuru militan jenata smai sri gurave namaha nama om vishnu padaya krishna prestaya bhutale srimate jaya pataka swami iti namine nama om vishnu padaya krishna prestaya bhutale srimate bhakti vedanta swami iti namine namaste saraswati deve gauravani pracharine nirvishesha shunyavadi pakshastyadi satarine jai sri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. He Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you everybody for coming. I would like to ask for blessings to the senior Prabhupada disciples who, by their mercy, we can speak something beneficial to everybody this morning in the Srimad Bhagavatam class. So, I remember when His Holiness Navayogendra Swami was visiting, so I was getting some mercy from Maharaj, and in the conversation I mentioned, yeah, so we are so fortunate that we got in contact with Srila Prabhupada. He is a pure devotee. And he looked at me and said, what? Is he a pure devotee? He's more than that. He said, pure devotees, there are many pure devotees. But Prabhupada is something else. He said, Prabhupada is something else. It's not only a pure devotee. So, Prahlad Maharaj is also someone else. It's not only just another pure devotee. As we know, his name is mentioned in the Shastras as one of the Mahayans, one of the persons that are empowered by Krishna to give knowledge about the absolute truth, bhakti. So, it's interesting how in the translation, Prahlad Maharaj is describing this materialistic way of life as something useless. It's uselessness. So, in order to get out of this material world, we have to understand this very, very important point that Prahlad Maharaj has mentioned. We got to understand that this material world is full of miseries. It's Kalayam, Asaswatam. It's also Janma, Mrityu, Jaravyadi. It's a place of Janma, birth, Mrityu, death, Jara, old age, Vyadi, disease. And besides, and also, it's a place of miseries in the form of Adhyatmika, Adibhautika, Adidevika Kleshas. Just recently, we had some experience of what does Adhyatmika Klesha means, you know. Adibhautika Klesha, so we all have our own experience. Our bodies, you know, give us some problems. So like this, we gotta understand that this is not our place. It's like but what happened? We are so entangled in this material world, we are so accustomed to live in this material world that we don't see these things, we don't see the miseries of this material world. So we're trying to make arrangements how to live in this material world comfortable. How to be in situations that I will never experience miseries. You know, I restrain myself from being in association with people because to have association with people, it brings problems. You know, I want to be in my own place. I want to keep my body healthy. But this is not the real situation. Because by nature, as Krishna describes, this material world is Dukalayan Asaswatvam. It's a place of misery. So, and the persons, like Prabhupada explained in his purport, something very, very important, Prabhupada Prabhupada says, the duty of those who follow in the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj is to teach the entire world how to be Krishna conscious and thus be real happy. So, we gotta make the people to understand this point that this is not our place. So, it's very interesting how something very important I was listening yesterday from Prabhu Amala Bhakta, which give a wonderful class, how if we become really pure, completely pure, we will have this facility or this blessing of God of attracting people to Krishna consciousness. Because our lacking of purity is a great impediment in this mission, in the spreading of this mission of Krishna consciousness. So that's why when we get into the life of these great personalities, like Prahlad Maharaj, we gotta really understand and really get very, very deeply into their character, their personality, their qualities, their compassion. For example, Prahlad Maharaj, he didn't discriminate who is affectionate toward me, who is not affectionate toward me. He was affectionate and compassionate to everybody. For example, as we know, Srila Vyasadev, he wrote down the Vedas, but initially he forgot something very, very important. He forgot to put down the transcendental pastimes of Krishna. So, and he was chastised by his spiritual master, Narada Muni. So, that is when he wrote down the Srimad Bhagavatam. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, as we know, which describes wonderful, wonderful pastimes of Krishna, great kings, we have a lot of information of creation, a lot of information of heavenly planets, some description of the whole universe. But the sweetness of Krishna's pastimes are mentioned in the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And in that 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the most higher or the most sweetness pastime is the pastime of Krishna and the gopis. And amongst the different pastimes of Krishna and the gopis, the one that the acharyas, they mention as the topmost is the Rasa Lila. So, there is something that I want to share with you that exemplify what should be the character of someone who is in the level of Prahlad Maharaj and what should be our aspiration to follow. So, as we know, Krishna was performing his Rasa Lila. And in one moment, the gopis, they started thinking, oh, Krishna is just paying attention to me. He's looking at me. He belongs to me. So, and Krishna doesn't tolerate pride. And actually, in one sense, it's transcendental pride, because as we know, the gopis are completely pure. But Krishna, he didn't tolerate that. So, he went away. He disappeared from the Rasa Lila. And the gopis started searching for Krishna. So, where is Krishna? So, in this searching of Krishna, I don't want to get into details, but there is one part in which the gopis is starting to recite a wonderful, wonderful prayers to Krishna, prayers of separation for Krishna. So there is one wonderful description, what is called the Gopi Gita. As we have the Bhagavad Gita, there is also what we call the Gopi Gita. So, in that Gopi Gita, actually the Gopi Gita in one part describes the three different kinds of affections. Finally, Krishna appeared in the scene, and the gopis ask these three questions. Say, some people reciprocate the affection only of those who are affectionate toward them. First. Second, while others show affection even to those who are indifferent or inimical. And third, and yet others will not show affection toward anyone. Dear Krishna, please properly explain this matter to us. Krishna says, so-called friends who show affection for each other only to benefit themselves are actually, somebody can say it? Say again? Selfish. So-called friends who show affection for each other only to benefit themselves are actually selfish. They have no true friendship, nor are they following the true principle of religion. Indeed, if they did not expect benefit for themselves, they will not reciprocate. Second, answer to the second question. The second question is, others show affection even to those who are indifferent or inimical. Krishna says, some people are genuinely merciful or, like parents, naturally affectionate. Such persons who devotedly serve even those who fail to reciprocate with them are following the true, faultless path of religion, and they are the well-wishers. I think so, Prahlad Maharaj, we don't need to explain too much. He falls in this category, like Prabhupada and all these great acharyas. Third, this is what Krishna says for the third question. These are the people that do not show affection to anyone. Then there are those individuals who are spiritually self-satisfied, materially fulfilled, or by nature ungrateful, or simply envious or superior. Such persons will not love even those who love them, what to speak of those who are inimical. Some people, being spiritually self-satisfied, do not reciprocate others' affection because they want to avoid entanglement in mundane dealings. Other persons do not reciprocate simply out of envy or arrogance. And still others fail to reciprocate because they are materially satisfied and thus uninterested in new material opportunities. Lord Krishna patiently explains all these things to the gopis. Something very interesting and very important for us to meditate upon. Because, at least talking about myself, when someone doesn't reciprocate the way I want, I don't want to talk to that person. I don't want to see upon him, you know. Or when someone, we have many expectations, how the people should be, how the people should behave. So, but if we follow into that category, according to Krishna's words, Krishna says, we are not following the true principles of religion. So that's why it's very important to understand the character of these great personalities. Rupa Goswami mentions in his Nectar of Instruction that we should follow in the footsteps of great personalities. Lord Chaitanya, he presents himself as a Gopi Bhartu Pada Kamala Yor Dasa 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 Anudas. So he's following in the footsteps of the gopis. And these gopis, they are teaching us this very, very important principle. So if we really want to be compassionate and to really want to be effective when we go out and affect people into Krishna consciousness, we gotta start by ourselves here. It's like the change starts in home. How we treat each other, how we love each other, how we care for each other. Sometimes we don't say it, but sometimes we act as we are in some platform that we are not. You know, if someone needs help, Prabhu, how can I help you? If we see somebody having some difficulties, go to them. Or just, oh, he's Maya, it's not transcendental. It's not like that. You know. So, something very important to meditate upon. And Prabhupada, the main, at least what I see in his purport, and he's mentioned many times in different ways, he says the duty of those who are following the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj is to teach the entire world how to be Krishna conscious. And then Prabhupada mentions, therefore, as Krishna is always compassionate to the fallen souls, his servants, the devotees of Lord Krishna, are also interested in educating the entire populace in Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada again, in the last part of the purport, Prabhupada says, out of compassion, however, such devotees preach the gospel of Bhagavad Gita all over the world. So, we are so fortunate that we got in contact with this Krishna consciousness movement. Only by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, as I think so was Vijaya Prabhu, Sri Gupari, someone was saying, that when Prabhupada was asked how was possible that we got in contact with this knowledge, so we did something in our previous life, or we had some qualification from before, Prabhupada said, no, I create your good credit. In other words, Prabhupada is telling us, no, you are not qualified. It's my qualification that you are here. And when you love somebody, you really want to reciprocate with that person. So if you don't show reciprocation to the person that you love, yeah, you just say it, but you don't act in such a way that the person is being understanding that, okay, yeah, that person is reciprocating with me. So there is no real love. So in Prabhupada, many times in this temple, which is very, very important temple, I remember being outside USA, and I was planning to come to America. Actually, I wanted to go to India to serve my Guru Maharaj. And I said, but before I go into India, I want to go to LA, because I heard, you know, this is a very nice place, and Prabhupada is spending a lot of time in LA. It's Prabhupada's Western headquarters. So I want to go there. But it was so far away from my place, you know, South America, Puerto Rico, LA is in the West Coast, it's, you know, it's far away. Anyway, so I came to Boston and a few other temples in USA. I said, oh, no, it's too far. I'd rather go to India. But then one devotee who was coming to LA, so we met, and then he said, would you like to go to LA? Oh, yeah, of course, you know, of course, yes. I would like to go, definitely. So that's how I came, by Krishna's mercy. And by Krishna's mercy, I got, you know, in the good association of such a wonderful devotees like you, Prabhu. But from this place, Prabhupada gave us wonderful and very important instructions for the whole ISKCON society. The whole ISKCON society, for the whole ISKCON movement. And, you know, as we know, many of Prabhupada's disciples, or senior disciples, they are getting old. Some of them, they are passed away. It's, you know, it's like, I remember when I joined and I was hearing these big names, you know, like Tamal Krishna Maharaj, Sarup Thamodar Maharaj, Siddhar Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, and now are gone. It's just names. Their legacy is there, but they are gone. Just see my Guru Maharaj in that condition. Like, I don't want, but in any moment he can go. You know? And like this, many, many great personalities of this movement are getting old, with many health problems. So that's why it is very, very important to learn from those who understood Prabhupada very well and to stick into that instruction. And also to qualify ourselves 100% to carry out this Krishna consciousness movement if we really love Prabhupada. To change ourselves. Achar and Prachar is like Haridas Thakur. So he was told by Lord Chaitanya, so you are great because you not only preach, you also behave nicely. So Achar and Prachar. Something very, very important. I was listening to His Holiness Radha Swami, and he was mentioned that according to Prabhupada's, according the definition of bhakti, according to Prabhupada, for ISKCON, he says it's cooperation. Very important word. I want to stop here. So if anyone has any question or comments, Arshita Prabhu.
To Haridas Thakur, that you are great because you do both. You like to preach. He was always going out with Lord Nityananda and on other opportunities to preach, but also he was the exemplary behavior. So that's what we should strive for, both things. To have that preaching mood, like the great devotees, but also to behave properly.
Something that I just came to my mind is that, as you mentioned, you know, Haridas Thakur and all these great associates, they were preaching under the guidance of Lord Chaitanya and other superiors. So that should be also our mood, you know, to do our activities in Krishna consciousness, preaching activities or any activities in Krishna consciousness, under the guidance of superior authorities. That's how we get protection and we get the blessings also to the parampara. Thank you very much. Shrimad Bhagavatam ki jai.